Good morning. Leftover clouds, fog, and a little bit of drizzle early this morning across parts of interior New York and New England behind the disturbance that brought the rain to the region yesterday. That system will continue to depart off the eastern seaboard and allow high pressure to build in its place. As a result, as the sun gets higher in the sky, the clouds will tend to break up, and so will the fog and drizzle. And we'll see more in the way of sunshine through the morning and especially this afternoon. A northwesterly breeze will kick in and become gusty, and that will help dry things out today. And then temperatures will climb through the 60s and into the middle and upper 70s on average for afternoon highs. With that high pressure center dominating into the night tonight, skies will remain clear and temperatures will drop steadily after sunset. Readings will go all the way down into the upper 40s and lower 50s on average by sunrise tomorrow, although lower to mid 40s will be common in some of the mountain valleys. As we get into the day tomorrow, full sunshine and comfortable temperatures with low humidity, readings will come quickly off our morning lows and shoot through the 50s and 60s and into the mid 70s for afternoon highs. That same high pressure center will dominate even into the day on Friday, but as it slides off the eastern seaboard, a southwesterly wind flow will develop. With mostly sunny skies, highs will push into the lower to mid 80s. Humidity will begin to climb a bit late Friday and Friday night, and on Saturday we'll reach the mid 80s again with a few more clouds and with a disturbance heading our way, perhaps even a scattered shower or thunderstorm by mid to late afternoon. That disturbance will move through on Sunday, so scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible for the middle of the three-day holiday weekend. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy, and highs will be around 80 once again. Right now, for Memorial Day, it looks mostly dry, but we can't rule out a leftover shower or thunderstorm and high temperatures back into the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, mainly diurnally driven showers and storms will continue today across much of the Intermountain West underneath broad troughing in the upper levels of the atmosphere. A wave of energy aloft combined with a surface low, a warm front, and abundant moisture will help trigger storms ahead of a warm front as it lifts through the central and northern plains and into the Mississippi Valley. Some of the storms may contain heavy rainfall, especially near the low pressure center itself and along the front. A marginal to slight risk for excessive rainfall and flash flooding is being monitored across much of the northern Rockies today. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a broad surface low centered just east of Belize that is producing a large area of clouds and showers extending from the northwestern Caribbean Sea across Cuba and into the Florida Peninsula. Little development is expected during the next couple of days due to strong upper-level winds and the proximity to the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. However, gradual subtropical or tropical development is possible later this week while the system moves slowly into the central or eastern Gulf of Mexico. Regardless of development, locally heavy rainfall is possible across western Cuba, the Cayman Islands, and much of Florida during the next several days. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles of visibility under partly cloudy skies and 39 degrees, and a north wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 18 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 54, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.90 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the lower 80s, Boston increasing sun in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 63 degrees, the low 55, the average temperature 59, that's 1 degree below normal. 12 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.46 inches for the month, which is exactly 1 inch below normal, and 14.16 inches for the year, which is 53 hundredths of an inch of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 93, set in 1964, and the record low, 36, in 1967. Sunrise this morning was at 5:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:19 p.m., 14 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Becoming mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear, cool tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, becoming mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Becoming mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, pleasant humidity, warm, mid-70s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm on Friday. Humidity staying low in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or thunderstorm Saturday afternoon in the mid-80s. A better chance at a few showers and thunderstorms Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy near 80. A scattered shower or storm on Memorial Day for Monday, mostly cloudy, otherwise in the upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday with high staying in the middle and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.